Welcome into the Rebound Rundown. Today is Wednesday, February 28, 2024. I'm your host, Paul Fritschner, and this is your Daily Digest college basketball show covering the local Cincinnati area teams every Monday through Friday. Two local games last night. One, very fun. The other one, not so much. The fun one, Kentucky and Mississippi State. The Wildcats were trailing this game 43-35 at halftime, came all the way back to take the lead. Then Mississippi State, in a wild sequence of events in the final minute of the game, they were able to tie it on a not desperation three, but on a pretty crazy three with about 10 seconds to go. But then Reed Shepherd, the hero of the night, a floater with less than a second to go. Shepherd, the hero on Tuesday night in Starkville as Kentucky beats Mississippi State 91-89. Reed Shepherd, 32 points in this game. He was phenomenal. Maybe the best game of the season. He was 6-for-6 from the foul line. He was 4-for-7 from the three-point line, 11-for-14 from the field overall, 5 boards, 7 assists. Just like I said, really, really fun game to watch. It was back and forth. It was low scoring. Then it was high scoring. UK scored 56 points in the second half, 91-89 the final. The other game around the area, Cincinnati. This one, not so much offensively in the way of points. 67-59, top-ranked Houston with the win. Cincinnati only scored 17 points in the first half before scoring 42 in the second half. Cincinnati out-rebounded Houston 39-22 in this game, but Houston was just too much. That defense smothering, and not a good night for Cincinnati. Weren't able to really get anything going offensively. It's one of those things that concerns you about Houston when you get into the NCAA tournament, and I talk about this a lot. I always think that teams that can score at a proficient rate, when you talk about Kentucky, and I'm not comparing Kentucky to Houston necessarily because Houston's on another level, but I always will lean to teams in March that can score a ton of points versus teams that really want to grind you down and win ugly, because at the end of the day, even though Houston always felt like they were in control of this game, they only ended up winning by 8, and it was a 2-possession game with two or three minutes to go. Cincinnati was right there, and while it never really felt like Cincinnati had a chance, those are also the games that concern you if you're a Houston fan in March, where you think, oh, well, if the other team just hits a couple of shots, boom, it's tied, or boom, it's a one-possession game, and they're right in it. Cincinnati wasn't able to do that on Tuesday night, and that means that Cincinnati's bubble has completely burst at this point. They are going to have to win the Big 12 tournament to get into the NCAA tournament. Bearcats sitting at 16-12 on the season, 5-10 in the Big 12. They now have Kansas State on Saturday back at Fifth Third Arena, then Oklahoma on the road next Tuesday before playing West Virginia at Fifth Third Arena on March 9th to round out the regular season. So those were the two area games last night. Kentucky, the win, and Cincinnati, the loss. Two area games tonight, Xavier and Northern Kentucky, both of those tip off at 7 o'clock. We start with Northern Kentucky. The Norse taking on Robert Morris. Second-to-last regular season game for Northern Kentucky. The Norse have already played Robert Morris this season. It was their first conference game of the season. That was all the way back on November 29th. Northern Kentucky looked a whole lot different back then. You remember Sam Vincent, he was still able to play in that game. He wasn't hurt yet. And Northern Kentucky won it 77-59. A whole lot has happened since that game, and now Northern Kentucky sits at 16-13 overall, 11-7 in the Horizon League. And Robert Morris, it's a little different for the Colonials. They're 10-19 on the year. They've lost 4 straight. They're 6-12 in the Horizon League, and this is their final home game of the season. KenPom has this as a 2-point Northern Kentucky win. They're favored by 2.5 if you go by Vegas. And then the other local game of the night is Xavier. They are hosting DePaul. DePaul is the worst Power Conference team in the country. They check in at 308th on KenPom. 308. It is just, I use this word maybe too much, but it is almost unfathomable how bad DePaul is this season. 3-24. They have not won a game since December 30th. They have not won a game this calendar year. They're 0-16 in the Big East. And quite honestly, besides that Georgetown game the other day where they lost just by one, they had a layup, a chance to win it at the end. They haven't been close in games this season. They have not been close. The two Georgetown games, a three-point loss to Georgetown on January 6th and a one-point loss the other day, that's it. That's as close as they have been in the Big East to getting wins. You're talking about double-digit losses night in and night out. KenPom has Xavier winning this game 86-65. It should be a comfortable win. I know Xavier has been on a slide recently, and anything can happen in college basketball. But look, this is a game that Xavier's favored to win by 19.5 by Vegas. It would take a lot. It would take DePaul's best game of all time and Xavier's worst game of all time. You think about Xavier's two worst losses this season, at least by optics, you'd say Oakland and Delaware, right? Well, Oakland is 135th on KenPom and Delaware is 161st. That means Oakland is twice as good of a team as DePaul. 135th to 308th. That's what we're talking about here. Terribly bad. Even Georgetown is 198th. Not good. DePaul and Georgetown are the games this week for Xavier. Both of those games tonight tipping off at 7 o'clock. Xavier and DePaul, that game is on FS2, not the normal FS1. That game's on FS2. Let's take a look around the country at what happened on Tuesday night. And this was a sneaky night, sneaky fun night of college basketball. It felt like you're turning the channel around. It was just one good game after another. We start in the Big East. This was not a good game. Villanova 75, Georgetown 47. Indiana beat Wisconsin 74-70. While Wisconsin was making a run in this game, the fire alarm went off at Assembly Hall, and the whole building got dumped. They removed the fans from the building, and then about 10 minutes later, the fans were able to go back in the building, stopped all of Wisconsin's momentum. Indiana goes on and wins the game 74-70. Bizarre scenes in Bloomington. LSU by 1 over Georgia. Syracuse beat Virginia Tech by 13. Kansas, well, I'll talk about that at Paul's Pick of the Day. Spoiler. Texas and Texas Tech. Texas beat Texas Tech 81-69. Another weird one here because Brock Cunningham for Texas, he was ejected while Texas was up 25 with about 10 minutes to go. And then Texas Tech fans started throwing things on the floor. Bizarre scenes. Notre Dame beats Wake Forest 70-65. That's a quad three loss for Wake Forest. And that's when Wake Forest, they're coming off that win over Duke the other day. That's a terrible loss for Wake Forest. That might put them on the wrong side of the bubble. Vanderbilt goes to Arkansas and wins. Jerry Stackhouse's crew, they go to Arkansas. They win 85-82. Peyton Sanford for Iowa, 26 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, a triple-double. The Hawkeyes beat Penn State 90-81. Again, just all over the place. Some fun stories and storylines from the games on Tuesday night. Now, Paul's Pick of the Day, the game that I initially started to talk about a second ago, Kansas and BYU. We were tracking very well. Kansas was up by 12 in the second half, and then guess what? They lost. BYU beat Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse. That's right. BYU goes to Allen Fieldhouse and wins. Kansas doesn't lose at Allen Fieldhouse. It's once in a blue moon they lose a home game, and it happened on Tuesday night. They win outright by 8. It was always BYU minus 7, not Kansas minus 7. But that's how it's been going on Paul's Pick of the Day lately, isn't it? It's just one win, one loss. One win, one loss. That's just how it goes. Tonight, let's go with Iowa State minus 9 at home against Oklahoma. Maybe some Hilton magic going on here. The Cyclones minus 9. That'll do it for today's Rebound Rundown. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.